Republican State Representative George Cleveland and State Senate Majority Leader Harry Brown both live in Jacksonville and have run unopposed in the general election for the last five election cycles. But this November, each incumbent will face a Democratic challenger. The state's Democratic Party chairman, Wayne Goodwin, says during this midterm election season, there's been an increase in confidence among his party's candidates who live in traditionally conservative rural areas.
We have seen in states all across this country in the last few months, Democrats that have run and won in districts where either a Democrat had never won or where it had been a long time since a Democrat had even done very well. Significant changes from red to blue in states like Virginia and Alabama and Kentucky and Oklahoma and other states. So that has excited North Carolina Democrats in rural and eastern North Carolina to see how Democrats in other parts of the country have fared.
Goodwin says during the last midterm election, a quarter of all state legislative races lacked a Democratic candidate. Now Democrats are running in every district in an effort to break Republican state lawmakers' supermajority. Goodwin says the party has also raised more money than ever before during a midterm election cycle, with more than $2 million cash on hand at the start of February. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.